Yeah, Russ Parr. What's up, Russ?
Tom Joyner. How you doing, man?
I'm doing good.
Tom,
congratulations.
You know, I love you, but man, I love you, but I have no love for J. Anthony Brown.
Uh-oh. Why, man?
Listen, he got me on Twitter. You're trying to promote that I'm going to be on your show talking about my new movie, Hear No Evil, and he's in there saying my roommate is Bob's Big Boy. I saw that, Jay.
Bob's Big Boy.
Was he wrong?
That was almost as funny as that in restaurant that y'all had. That first time you showed me that commercial, that was hilarious.
Oh, yeah, I sent you that.
Yeah, Tom showed it to me. That was hilarious.
You called
Jerry, how y'all doing?
Awesome.
That is funny, though, Russ. Come on, man.
Oh, yeah.
Bob's Big Boy.
I got to give that to you.
Okay. Congratulations,
man,
on the movie Hear No Evil. It premieres on TV One this Saturday. Hear No Evil. Now, what?
Yeah, 8 o'clock.
How many films have you done now?
Damn, about 13, 14. I lost count.
Really?
But, you know, I'm just cranking them out. You know, nobody likes them, so I just crank them out. And the only people that would take them would be TV One.
The one that I was
in. Because I got pictures of Albert Liggins with my barnyard animals.
You did good.
Which one was that, Jay?
I forgot. Something Like a Business. Something Like a Business. I was in that one.
Something Like a Business. Yeah, you were in that one. Yeah, that was probably one of the weaker ones. But that's only because of the talent that I was able to acquire for it. But, no, this one is different, though, Tom.
This one is.
This one is, yeah, but this one is about, because I caught a lot of hell for the under shepherd from a lot of pastors, and they were like, oh, you must be a heathen. But this one is like a spiritual thriller. It's not, it's just Hear No Evil about a young lady that who's deaf and she gets hit by lightning and then she can hear the voice of God. It is not a religious movie. I just want to let everybody know it is a thriller. You can watch it with the whole family. And I really wanted to, do something that was kind of different for me. Because, people either expect me to do like a hardcore drama or do some comedy. Mm-hmm. But I really like this film. It's got Richard T. Jones and Jill Marie Jones, Jackie Long, and John A. Wallace in it. But I like this film. I think I'm making a lot of statements in it. And hopefully, maybe you can explain it to Jay after you see it. Because, we all know he's a little slow. But I'm excited about it.
Tell me about the flack. Tell me about the flack that you got from the preachers for the last one you did.
I don't know if I told you, but I had a bunch of well-known preachers from up in the D.C., Maryland, Virginia area come to my home and watch it, right? The Under-Shepherd. And, wasn't about them.
And the Under-Shepherd was about?
It was about a pastor who was devious, that was just, doing what some pastors do.
Mm-hmm.
Tom, when that movie was over, I got cussed out.
By preachers?
They didn't like it.
Preachers. I'm serious. They cussed me out, told me this is bad timing, and so on and so forth. There's no redemption in this, and so on and so forth. I said, there's not always redemption at the end of every story. That's life. But, there's some redemption in this one, in Hear No Evil. Not much, but I try to keep everything, as close to the vest as far as truth is concerned, as much as possible, because, I want realism, and to me, there's enough stuff, out there right now that we can all lose ourselves in the imagination of a film. In this particular one, I really wanted to touch on something that, like the hearing community and the faith-based community, it all comes together, but there's a lot to twist and turns in this joint. So, hopefully it'll keep you entertained and you won't fall asleep.
Well, I've always applauded you for making films because you invested your own money and you wrote these films yourself, and that's a good way to go at it. Instead of sitting around waiting for Hollywood to give you a break and, create your own break, and that's to be...
Yeah,
and you know what? You provoke thought and you provoke discussion, like in The Under Shepherd.
Right. And that's what I hope that I'll get this from Hear No Evil. I've lost a lot of money. I mean, I'm going to keep it real. I've lost a lot of money, but, if I'm not going to take a chance on myself, I called Tom and say, Tom, do you mind investing in this? Like, oh, hello, Russ, are you there? Hello? Can't hear you. But it's okay, Tom. I still love you, man. I'm still spending money you gave me years ago. And that one beer I'm not going to tell that story about that time I came to your house and you gave me one Michelob. And I was out the door. I'm not saying time's cheap, but I'm just saying. But I do have Sherry Shepherd. I've been sending scripts to Sherry, and Sherry's been like, "Russ Parr, are you serious?"
I did not, you silly.
Thank you, Russ. You say, "Oh, thank you, Russ." I'll have my people call you. But I've got Jay Anthony Brown. I got something for you, Jay, coming up.
I know, man. Next time I want to be in the film, I'll just call your roommate, Big Boy, and I'll be all right.
Wow.
Later, Russ. Got congratulations, man.
Hey, thank you, guys.
Yeah, man.
All right, appreciate it.
Russ Parr. Huggy next. And the second number for the cabin next, 24 past the hour.